If I look at a website on my mobile or on my desktop, they sometimes look different. Why is that?
It is very hard to detect a browser. The user agent string that's supposedly telling you what the browser is as Patrick Lauke of Opera put it in the past, a pack of lies. Every browser had to put the name of every other browser in there to stay backwards compatible with what's already on the web, to not break the web. So detecting a browser and trying to find out what the browser is and giving an experience to that browser, it locks you in a certain window of time. You just cannot assume just by saying this is an Internet Explorer, so it will probably have this bug. Or this is on Chrome, so it probably will have this feature. So the only way to protect your code from future changes and to protect yourself from things breaking in browsers is to do feature detection. It's a very simple thing. It's like jumping into the river after checking that the river is deep enough, instead of just jumping into it and hoping for the best, or knowing this river is called so-and-so, it's probably this deep. Just go in there and test it before you do it. So if Navigator App Cache is supported, then I use Navigator App Cache. Not like this browser supports Navigator App Cache, so just use it and hope it works. Feature detection means you only use the things that you really have in your code and you test for them. That way you protect yourself from your code ever breaking. It cannot break because what isn't applied cannot be executed and cannot cause an error. And if you use progressive enhancement in your applications or in your websites, then the fallback will be just something usable. It will not be something as shiny, as pretty, and as amazing, but it will be something that's not broken, and that's a better experience than something that's shiny and broken. Assume that unknown browsers are great browsers. Don't assume that they're the most terrible browsers that should get the experience. We had that issue with when Edge came out. We put Edge on the web and we were very excited about our new engine, and all we saw was like interfaces that were Internet Explorer 6 interfaces, because people detected if it's WebKit or Chrome, give it the cool stuff. If it's not those, then don't give it the cool stuff. So we had to fake a user agent in the Edge engine and surf the web to see the modern web and to fix all the problems in the engine that way. And that's another big thing to remember. You can fake any user agent that you want to have. So feature detection, you cannot fake. Browser detection can be faked. So it's just a very insecure way or unreliable way of development. So detecting features keeps you safe for the future. Detecting for browsers keeps you locked in this moment of time. And I think we've done enough development for one browser at one time in one operating system. I don't want to do that again, so let's not do that.
We probably all remember the times when we had to use browser detection to deal with different browsers, including a specific one. Luckily, those times are gone now, and modern browsers now have the tools that we need to address this properly. Now back to the editor. Let me pull in some code that will allow me to have a canvas in my project. The code I just pasted in basically is a canvas tag that will be visible in the page, then a script tag that will be able to fill in the canvas depending on what needs to be in there, and then a script that is specifically there to detect if canvas is already supported. Now what you'll see in this part of the script is that we're detecting specifically based on the user agent string if there's a part of it that corresponds with MSIE. If it does, we know we're working in Internet Explorer, and we want to make sure that we're using a version of IE that has Canvas support. As of IE 9, Canvas support is built in. Now, this way of doing browser detection is something we want to get rid of. We want to replace it with feature detection instead. Fortunately, modern browsers these days have a way to check for Canvas support as such. So how you do that is creating a Canvas element in JavaScript. Like this. Next, we can return the context of the canvas element. If it is supported by the browser, it will be true. Otherwise, it will be false. Essentially, this type of feature detection does the exact same thing as what we previously did as browser detection, and it's the best way of moving forward with modern web standards.